Now, Brother Charles Zubowski of LaSalle, Illinois, will speak to us, and his subject is A Voice from Heaven. Brother Charles.
My dear brethren, it's truly a joy for Sister Marie and I, and a blessing to be in your midst. I was just thinking of our dear brother Peter, who was full of love and the Holy Spirit. And this is what he said. He said, "This voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount." And just imagine a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." 2 Peter 1:18. Those in that holy mount actually heard an audible voice from heaven. And we see too that when Jesus spoke at his first advent, his voice and words were truly the Father's voice and words. So they were also from heaven. Jesus said, "I have not spoken myself, but the Father which sent me, he told me what to say and what to preach." That's in John 12:49. It's not a King James translation. It's another new translation. But we, my dear brethren, hear the voice of God by faith. To us, his word comes from the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. In these last days, brethren, the voice is sounding throughout the earth, speaking louder and louder than ever before. We hear it on TV. We hear it on radio. We see it in the printed page. And we hear it said by the word of mouth. But how tragic, my dear brethren, it is that this wonderful voice of the Lord, this wonderful message, falls on blind eyes and deaf ears. God's voice truly now is shaking the entire world, shaking it, the entire order of this world, shaking the ecclesiastical powers. And this we find in Hebrews 12:26. No matter how hard this world tries, they find no peace and no rest. Ah, my brethren, they're in great trouble. This old world, this evil order, will truly be destroyed. Our Master Jesus declared that he stood for the principles of light, principles of righteousness, and the truth. So his followers stand for those same principles. We hear Jesus' voice saying, "Ye are the light of the world." And we find that in Matthew 5:14. But what does Satan stand for? Just the opposite, my brethren. Evil, darkness, superstition, lies. This is what he stands for. And so his followers also stand for the same principles. And truly, they hate the truth. For thousands of years, Satan was permitted to rule upon this earth. For this present time, it is his domain. But he rules on a dying race. His reign brethren, is coming to an end, and we can see that. The Bible students, the Lord's people, can truly see that this evil world is coming to the end. Soon, brethren, the church will be complete. And a new ruler will be ushered into this world. Not to rule over a dying race, but to rule over a living race. Listen what Paul says about Satan. He said, he that had power over death is the devil. You find that in Hebrews 2:14 in the King James Version. But reading in an emphasized new translation, we find it thus. Him that held dominion of death. So he's the ruler over this dominion of death. That is the adversary. And Jesus said, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John 3:20. So this old world, this order, persecutes the people of the truth. In olden days, we find that the people of God were persecuted. They were killed by the sword. They were killed by arrows. They were tortured. They were thrown into prison. But in our days, it's something a little bit different. In our days, they use lies against the truth people. And they use their tongues. For it is written in Psalm 64:3, who whet their tongues like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. Now that's what they're doing today in this world. And they're lying besides that. The wicked, they are so engrossed with the things of this world and of satisfying the flesh that they are blind to the voice of the Lord, and they cannot understand the things of the Spirit. For it is written that none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise will understand. Daniel 12:10. We have gone to the last remaining twilight hours, dear friends, of this convention. These are the last few hours of this convention. God's voice, dear friends, has spoken to us loud and clear when it was spoken to us through His servants from His Word. Aren't they wonderful? Didn't we have a wonderful time at this convention? During the past week, we enjoyed a great feast of spiritual food. The doors to our hearts were opened, and truly, our Lord has supped with us, as the Scriptures say in Revelation 3:20. What a favored lot are we, brethren, to receive this wonderful truth, this wonderful gift of God. Our Heavenly Father has shed His blessings abundantly upon us this past week. We have enjoyed the sweet fellowship one with the other. And then besides that, He gave us an extra treat, a dessert, these wonderful brethren from overseas. How we enjoyed, even with tears, how happy we were, the tears of happiness that they came to us. Yes, dear brethren, they were sent to us by our Heavenly Father. What they spoke was the voice from heaven. What every speaker on this stage speaks, brethren, is a voice from heaven. What a joy it is to know that all deaf ears shall be unstopped someday. And all blind eyes will see and understand God's great love for them. Who, dear friends, that loves God and his fellow man cannot rejoice on learning this gracious arrangement of the divine plan. God's goodness, dear friends, will fill the earth as the deep waters cover the deep. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:2. We find that the wisdom of this world, it is sensual and devilish. It causes hate. It causes strife. It's envy, selfishness, and so forth. Oh, but dear brethren, the wisdom from above is so different. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. James 3:17. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone that is of the truth hears the voice of our Heavenly Father. Truly, we can distinguish the difference between the voice of our good shepherd from the voice of the wicked one. We can distinguish the voice of a stranger. I worked at one time in a office which had a lot, and this office was in a dairy out in the country, where I could sit and watch different animals, sheep, goats, cattle, because this was a dairy, brethren. And I could see from my window across the road a flock of sheep. Maybe the flock isn't right, but I can't say any other word. I don't know it. But there were sheep in this other field. And every time the trucks would come in and the men would get out of the trucks that were delivering the milk, they would make a racket and talk loud, and those sheep would just all stop grazing and they'd listen. And if they heard that it came from the other side, they were not quiet. But anyone that came out of the home, the master of those sheep came out and made a noise, they stopped a minute and then went right back to grazing. So it's the same thing with us, dear friends. We must distinguish the voice of the good shepherd. For it says, blessed are your eyes, for they can see, and your ears, for they hear. But as far as the world is concerned, they profess to know God. They only profess, but in words, and we hear that everywhere, in words, they deny him. Titus 1:16. Israel would not listen to the voice of God when they talked to them through the prophets. God invited the Israelites to reason together with him, but they would not. They would not reason with God. Now, dear brethren, the followers of the Lord Jesus have this opportunity and this privilege of reasoning with the Heavenly Father, with his word. He does not intimate that we should reason without him or without his word, but he does distinctly imply that his word shall be reasoned upon from God's standpoint, from his standpoint. How important it is that we search these wonderful scriptures, this word of God. For there is a treasure in there, a great, great treasure for us. Spiritual gold we can find if we search those scriptures. Precious stones and that great pearl of great price. If we do not, my brethren, put forth an effort, we will not find this treasure. For they are not earthly, they are heavenly, they are spiritual treasures. of the selfish and the wicked world, they know nothing of these treasures. Jesus tells us to first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You will find that treasure. Apostle Paul reminds us that if we set our affections on the things which are above, or he tells us to set our affections with the things that are above, not of the things of this world. We are all, dear friends, living in the twilight hours of this gospel age. The devil and his disciples, realizing that their time is short, and oh, my brethren, how short their time is, they are putting forth their uttermost to keep you and me from winning this prize. The devil knows that his time is short, Revelation 12:12 says. And now, dear friends, that our minds have been enlightened from the word of truth, and we were instructed in the school of Christ in the way that we should go, we hear his voice, or this voice from heaven, saying, go into the world and witness to that truth. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. And then the voice said, when you go out and do this, I will guide you with my eyes. The scriptures say that we should cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Cast all your cares. Cast all your anxieties, all of your worries, all that of your concerns, once and for all, on him. Every day of our Christian lives should be more reliant upon the Lord. Brethren, we're all brethren. We, dear brethren, are going to be the immediate family of our dear, loving Heavenly Father. We, dear friends, as brethren, must show great love, not only to between one another, but show this love that we have for one another to the entire world. It should be a love much greater than any other love, for it is a godly love. It is God that instructs us. It is God's voice that is leading us. Oh, dear friends, we don't want to listen to the voice of Satan, for he condemns us. He discourages us. How many times when we're not feeling just right and something comes in our mind that kind of discourages us from even going to a meeting. Well, it's raining today, and they can do without me. There'll be enough of them there to have a meeting, so I won't go. That, my brethren, is that little something that Satan is putting into our minds, discouraging us from those things. How many times, even myself, when I was endeavoring to put out this little talk of mine, I'd say, well, I'll just wait till tomorrow, and maybe I'll go down, and then I'll figure this thing out and think something over it. I better do something else. Go into my little workshop and make a little turtle or something like that, because I like to work on wood. So but then you just give yourself a little kick and say, now wait a while. Figure this out. Which comes first? Your consecration to the Lord? And then you just hang your head and say, thank you, Lord, for reminding me. But the Satan always discourages us. But the voice of God, dear brethren, it truly does encourage each and every one of us to learn, to speak, to do the things that are righteous between ourselves and not only ourselves, but all of the people that we have come in contact with, to do righteousness. Sometimes even though we are right, we say nothing if the world becomes too strong for us. But anyhow, we rely on the Lord for His life, for His help and strength, and He will give it to us, dear friends. All we have to do is ask for. He encourages us to seek and know Him. Well, dear friends, now we hear the voice of God saying to us, saying to those that love Him, my son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. How beautiful that is, brethren. He calls us our son, His sons now. Give me your heart, my son. We should be so proud and put our shoulders back and say, thank you, Lord. We'll give you our hearts. And let thine eyes observe my ways. And where will we learn to observe His ways? But from this wonderful voice that is in heaven, from God, that is in the Scriptures. Even the Lord Jesus said, it is not my will, O Lord, it's thy will that I want to do. And then besides that, Jesus promised to us, I will never leave you or forsake you. And now may the Lord bless all of you richly. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Charles. Let's all stand and sing the first and last of hymn number 264, after which we'll be led in prayer by Brother Zabowski, and he will ask a blessing upon our evening meal. And following this service, we won't reconvene in this auditorium until 7 o'clock for Melodies of Praise.
Holy and loving Father, we come into thy hallowed presence at this time, and we thank thee for thy blessings and thy wonderful goodness towards us. We hear thy voice, Heavenly Father, saying, "Be ye you faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for this. And we pray that thou would continue to bless us and bless our fellowship one with another. And now, dear friend, for our evening meal, we pray that thou would bless it for its intended use. For this we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.